Now in chapter 21, we come to the reign of Zedekiah. This is the last king, and this is right before the captivity. And you will not have any harsher message than given here in this message that takes in chapter 21 and 22. Now will you listen? The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pasha, the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, maketh war against us. Now, it's interesting that when Zedekiah got in real trouble, who did he go to? He went to the man that he knew was giving the word of God. He passed by Pasher and his crowd. He didn't go to organized religion. It's interesting that I find a great many people today belong to a liberal church, but they listen to a Bible broadcast. And they, for some strange reason, feel like that they can reconcile that. My friend, when you're in trouble, nothing's going to satisfy you but the Word of God. Now he comes to Jeremiah, but he doesn't get any comfort from Jeremiah at all. He says that Nebuchadnezzar's coming down, and he's going to take this city unless there's a turning to God. And he lays it on the line. Listen to him in verse 8 now of chapter 21. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. And that's exactly what God says today about his salvation and his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God says, I gave my son to die for you, and he died to pay the penalty of your sins. He rose that you might have righteousness, and if you're saved, you must be in him, and you get in him by the baptism of the Holy Spirit when you trust him as your Savior, and when you do, you become a child of God, and this is my way, and you can take it or leave it. God says, I set before you life and death, and that's the way God's put it. And God does it with tears in his eyes, too. But my friend, that's the way he's laid it down before us today, and he laid it down before this king here. Now, this man Zedekiah, the last of the kings, he doesn't follow through. He's a weakling to begin with, and he's the worst one. And so there's no turning to God actually at all. And he had followed Jeconiah. You see, there had been Jehoiakim, and then there had been Jehoiachin, the son of Jehoiakim. My, there are a lot of them. Then Zedekiah. Now, Zedekiah was on the throne, and he could look back and say, well, look, God didn't let Nebuchadnezzar destroy this city when Jehoiachin was on the throne, and he was about as bad as I was. Why should it happen now?